Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. It is a magical Monday as we sit here in the studio, and I am so blessed to have the lovely, lovely Karis Melina Brown here with me, who you guys have been lucky enough to have quite a few tastes of recently. Hello, Karis. How are you?
I'm great, Brandon. Thank you so much for having me back. I always love coming hang out with you guys here in this super nice, lovely, intelligent group.
Intelligent, indeed. I think there's a lot of brains and equal amount of brains and heart in our little family. So, yeah, I love that. So we're going to talk about a few things today. Before we jump into the questions that we have from listeners that we're going to address and just topics that seem to be bubbling up a lot lately. You know, we did a lot of that last week. I feel like we've made some good headway with all the heated topics. Today is going to be much lighter. And yeah, I know I can, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all to start off the week with some lightness, especially on a Monday. So before we do it, why don't, Karis had a wonderful idea of stepping us through a little attunement, energetic attunement to get things going. Yeah. So Karis, take it away.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the best things I think about Positive Head is how often you hear back from the listener saying, you're saying exactly what I need to hear right at that moment. And I think that making it conscious like this can ramp it up to a whole other level.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, let's just do a quick little 30-second tune-up. Take a couple deep breaths. Let yourself become really mindful in your body, in your mind, in your heart. See what your spine is doing as you breathe, filling up your lungs. And then when you exhale, make sure you get them really empty. That's something we often overlook. So you can have new fresh air come in, new fresh life come in, new fresh focus and clarity and abundance and alignment come in. And as you're breathing in, just imagine that you're filling yourself up with a really, really bright light. It can be whatever color you want. It can be multiple colors. It doesn't matter. Just whatever resonates with you. It might change every time you do this practice. Feel free to do it whenever you want. So as you breathe in, fill yourself up at the cellular level, every single cell, all of your inner organs, all of your outer area, your aura, your skin, your mind, your heart, fill it up with this beautiful bright light that nourishes you, that clarifies you, that aligns you. And then as you breathe out, release any tension, release anything you've been holding, release anything that's been holding you or holding you back or holding you down. And imagine that when you breathe in, you fill yourself, and when you breathe out, you shine, and you in turn become a nourishing force, become a guiding force. So then one more breath in, feeling so grateful for having this access to unlimited free energy. And then breathe out, intending that you hear exactly what you're supposed to hear. You go through exactly what you're supposed to go through with minimal resistance, with full clarity, and inviting the energy of epiphany and breakthrough. Mm. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy.
Oh, wow. Man, you're so, just your delivery is so beautiful. I love it. I so love being able to sit back and just let you take the controls and set the vibration, set the mood, if you will. And thank you for that. I feel like I'm floating on a cloud. Hope you guys do too. And before we take the questions, I do want to read a couple of reviews on iTunes. You guys know you've heard it before. I love my iTunes reviews. They not only help us to reach new people, but also help to fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. And this one came in by Leszczynskis. That's my best pronunciation of all these letters. And I won't say it again. This person said, "Change my life. This podcast is amazing. It gives such a different, enlightening perspective on life and day-to-day happenings." Well, thank you, Leszczynskis, for taking the time to review. And I'm going to read one more since that one was short and sweet. This is Suge Jones says, "Best podcast in the vortex. I really, truly cannot express my gratitude for Brandon and this podcast. Anytime I feel my vibrations lowering, I turn this on to get myself back on track. I walk away feeling inspired, enlightened, and closer to my higher self and the rest of this collective consciousness. Mindfulness is a choice, and that's not an easy one. But this podcast makes that much easier by giving me a daily dose of good vibes and reminding me of all the beauty there is in this world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart." And, I think that's a really good point. And thank you, Suge Jones, for taking the time to review. Means the world to me. And yeah, for those of you who haven't, please do so. And if not, that's okay too. You know, Karis, one of the things this makes me think of, mindfulness is a choice. It's not an easy one, this person says here. Yes. And I think a lot of times people get caught up in the idea that like this path is like all love and light and it's all fluffy and, you know, unicorns and rainbows. And it's like, it's anything but. Right. It's like when the caterpillar, I mean, not to say anything but, maybe that's a little too strong. Mm. There's plenty of that. Yeah, there's plenty of that. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of a big piece of it. But what also has to happen before that beautiful butterfly flutters its wings, the, you know, cells in the caterpillar have to melt down into a goo that is
the goo stage. The goo stage. It's so true.
So probably a lot of you guys out there are gooing around today. And that's okay. That's the thing, is if you can remember it's okay, that is a part of your process. Mm-hmm. And I think we're so quick to be hard on ourselves, like, you know, look at this person, look at this person's Instagram, look at their, you know, what they're doing, look at where they're at in their own spiritual evolution, and look at all the impact that they're making, and I'm here a gooey mess. Mm. And it's like, mm-hmm. the gooey mess is a part of it all. Yes. Our story is the hero's journey, the collective story of mankind. It's rising from the ashes as the phoenix. It's like the caterpillar to the butterfly. These are all, you know, symbols of who and what we are on this journey to awakening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because mindfulness is, I think, because like you're saying, a lot of people look at spirituality and say, oh, it's so easy for those people, but not true. We are in a human experience. We're here to experience the full gamut of emotions from very, very positive to very, very hard and grinding through all the junk you have to get through, not only for yourself and your personal life, but your ancestral lineage, your DNA, what's going on the planet.
Yeah.
It's a huge discussion in the spiritual community. How are we supposed to be super happy when there are people starving on this planet, when there are people in disease and accidents and everything on this planet? And so that's something that we all question. But when you're talking about that harder stuff, I have said often and experienced myself and seen in others that the number one easiest way to shift anything, even if you're in a deep, deep suicidal depression, like way, way down, is mindfulness, physical mindfulness. What's happening in your body right now? What are your fingers touching right now? What are you tasting right now? What is going on right now? Mm. And that is a way to break yourself out of anything negative. And also when cool things are going on, it's a way to make them even better. So mindfulness is one of those really magic buttons in your own head that you can push and enjoy.
And realizing that your thoughts are not you. Mm-hmm. That's such a big one. People really buy into, they're having all these maybe negative thoughts, and then it's like, well, this is who I am. This is what I am. And actually, these are like, you know, clouds that are rolling by at any given moment that you can choose to, you know, think you're the cloud, or you can realize you're the sky in which the clouds appear in. And, sky is constant. It's like all kinds of weather comes across the sky. Yeah. And when you snap yourself to that broader perspective, you can see and bring awareness to,
you know, hey, okay, I'm having these emotions, I'm having these thoughts, I'm having these, but they're not mine. I mean, they don't define me. They're something mm-hmm. that's appearing within me, and I can choose to lead my mind down a different. You know, I was talking to my friend this weekend and she's like, yeah, a lot of times when I'm feeling negative or whatever, I'll move into the moment and focus on my dog, for mm-hmm. example. Pets are a great
yeah.
way.
Yeah, and people. Children.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And mm-hmm. and how cute the dog is. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you're consciously shifting your perspective. And so many people, you know, are caught up thinking, I am these things, I am these thoughts, and I have no control, when that couldn't be further from the truth. And when you look at any given, you mentioned being mindful, being in the moment. When you look in any given moment, you guys have heard me say this many times before, you've always, no matter what challenge you've had in the now, it's been okay and you've been able to deal with
yes,
it. You've never had a now that you haven't found your way through.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so for you to think that that's going to change or worry, you know, a lot of anxiety and stress is like I'm going to fall apart. It's like whatever it is, what is your history shown you? Whatever it is, you've found your way through it and you've come out the other side. And typically you've come out the other side, you know, in dramatically wonderful fashion at times where it's like mm-hmm. you rise out of the ashes. We have these mini deaths mm-hmm. all the time. And that's like a big, big part of yes. it. You know, it's a roller coaster. And when you can understand you're in the valley part, you're not at the peak, that just means you're that much. And the more gracefully you deal with that valley, mm-hmm. the higher the next peak.
Yes. Yes. And there's something to be said for greatness too, because I really think that not only for us personally, but also you guys listening too, there's something that's just making your way through life and there's achieving greatness. There's achieving that next level, that thing that is what I believe actually gravitational spin around you, gravitational pull around you that pulls synchronicities to you, mm-hmm. that pulls all these other things that help direct you and the people around you's path. And one of the things that creates a gravitational pull is how present you are. Mm. When you meet someone and they take up the whole room in this beautiful way and you're like, oh, that person has magnetism, that person has charisma, whatever it is, it's because they're there. Mm-hmm. They're present, they're big, their energy is big. It's not scattered with a bunch of fears in the future, a bunch of regrets in the past. Because yeah. like you said, when that stuff happens, we just deal with it. You mm-hmm. deal with it and it's usually not as bad as you're fearing. And then if you have to dismantle a little bit later and deal, then you can after yeah. the actual tragedy is over or the danger is gone or whatever. And so there are these things that happen. First you dismantle and your reality kind of changes and then you're in that goo stage. And I often think of it as either the goo stage when the caterpillar is completely dissolved. It doesn't just grow wings. It completely dissolves. Or if you think about hopscotching or just hopping rather across a pond on those rocks, mm. when you're between the rock, there's nothing beneath you. You're not grounded. You're in the air. So if, say, that takes a long time because things in the physical world often take longer than it does in our heads. If you then try to ground in and push off again, you can't. And you're like, what's going on? What's going on? Why isn't there ground beneath me? It's because you're in the air between one and the other.
Right.
So the thing is to trust, to chill out, to do what you know nourishes you, like hydrate, exercise, eat good food, that kind of thing. And try not to act when you're not sure because it will clarify. And also, especially if you're freaking out because you're scared, try not to do anything you're going to have to apologize for.
Right.
Because that slows everything down. So just wait until you're sure and centered.
Patience is a big one. And it's definitely one that I've had to work a lot on. Letting things unfold in divine timing and learning how to read the you know, energetic signatures of whatever's going on around you. Getting more in tune in every interaction, every experience, checking in with yourself and saying, what do I feel when I, you know, feel into this? I like that term because that's really what you're doing. You know, really feeling into all situations energetically. And what you'll find is the more you do that, the more you realize, holy smokes, I've got like my own internal guidance system that will lead me, you know, right where I need to go. If I'm paying attention to these subtle energies and I'm not so lost in all the mind chatter stuff.
Yes. You know? And notice when you're right and when you're wrong. Cause yeah. no one's intuition is 100%. Just the other day I was getting donuts for my sister and her boyfriend. Cause I was trying to bribe them to get up and do yoga with me.
What better way than a donut?
It was great. It worked. But I was there trying to intuitively pick, huh, what would he like? What would he like? Cause I don't know his taste very well. And I picked a certain kind of donut and I came back and I was not quite dead wrong, but almost like the only one he probably wouldn't have liked. And I was just laughing my face off. I told my sister, I was like, see, I've been an intuitive full time for about a decade now. And still sometimes I'm just
wrong. You miss. Well, I think that's the thing is a lot of times people, and especially skeptical people, will be like, oh, okay, you're intuitive. What number am I thinking?
What are
right
the lottery
now?
Numbers?
Yeah. And it's like, it's not like that. It's these subtle like that. Energies that you're tapping into, and you may or may not get them right, and they may or may not come through. And, you know, it's not quite that exact science, but, I'd like to shift gears a little bit and take a question. Elizabeth wrote in the Positive Heads Facebook group. And by the way, if you're not in the Positive Heads Facebook group, definitely come join us there. It's so many amazing P-heads, as I affectionately refer to all you guys, mixing it up, sharing, connecting, you know, at times working through maybe opposing point of views, but always in such a respectful, amazing manner. And it's a closed group, so you can, you know, get raw, real, personal if you want to open up with other like-minded people. So definitely join the Positive Heads Facebook group. And of course, you can ask questions there as well. This one came from Elizabeth, and she said, Brandon and Positive Head family, maybe this has been discussed before, but I'm newish to the group, so I'm going to ask, what is the reason or meaning behind deja vu? I had deja vu all the time as a child, and now as an adult, I have periods of time where I get a lot of it again. Recently, it started up again. Any insight would be helpful. So I'm going to take a moment and give a lot of people chimed in here with some great insight. Here's my take. And then, Karis, I'd love to hear your take. My take is that since we are floating in eternity right now, this moment, as you listen to these words, this is like eternally always happening in the eternal now. There is no like the past, your fifth birthday party, you guys have heard me say, it's happening on another channel. We're not tuned into it right now. Same with the future. It's all already happened. It's just a matter of where you're tuned in any given moment. So the idea that I don't think a lot of people take into account is that the future can affect the past the same way the past can affect the future or the now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. The future can affect the now the same way the past can affect the now.
Yes.
Because it's all energetically tied together.
Yes.
And so, you know, we think of it when you're considering the past, it's like, oh yeah, that makes total sense, right? Mm-hmm. I can remember it. It's affected me. What happened last week is affecting me today. But rarely do we consider how the future can affect the now. So, and I would say you're actually choosing timelines with your vibration in the now. And the more you are in vibrational alignment with a potential future, the more that potential future is now sort of communicating backwards and affecting your now. So for me, I believe deja vu is when someone is sort of slipping into, it's like a glitch in the matrix, you know, it's like someone is slipping into tasting that future experience that you've already had, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost the same as like intuitive or psychic abilities in the fact that what when someone has that gift, what are they doing? They're tapping into potential futures. They're tasting what it feels like. It seems familiar. They know something about it. It's the same kind of thing with deja vu. It's like, oh, this seems familiar. I feel like I've already done this. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the reality is you've already done everything from my perspective. Mm-hmm. You may have amnesia to that fact, but if you start having a remembering in any given moment, then, you know, it's going to feel like familiar in some way. And I feel like intuitively for me, if you are having those moments, it's a really good sign that you're making good choices and, you know, and stepping into a potential future and timeline that is sort of, let's call it a more elevated or, you know, greater and grander version of yourself. So that's my own two cents, my own theory on it. What is yours?
Yeah, I think, well, I have a few different thoughts on deja vu. First off, I absolutely think that when it happens, listen to it, period, right? Regardless of what it is, because there are a few different things it could be that I'm not, you know, who knows? And we live in parallel universes, so it could be a bunch of things. But I think that it's a couple things. First, I do think that we shift timelines sometimes. So I think that if you look around at the universe, every potential way you could be living this moment, it's like pages in a book. Mm-hmm. And your vibration determines which page you're on. They're all existing at the same time.
Right.
But you might be having a great time. You might be having a sad time, whatever it is, and you can shift. And so I do think sometimes our souls travel along these timelines, see what happened, and then be like, okay, let me try another one and go back and then take another road. And I think that sometimes deja vus are moments of the branch. Mm-hmm. So deja vus are time when you realize, okay, I've done this before, but I'm going to do something different now. But most of your mind doesn't get it, or else it wouldn't be fun to have the experience because you already know what's going on. So those higher orders that are still the uncharted brain stuff doesn't necessarily make your conscious mind aware of all of it because it would take some of the fun away. So I think one way for deja vu is saying, whoa, I've lived the future already and now I'm trying a different one. So that means when you get a deja vu, it's a good idea to really make sure you ramp up your energy again. You make yourself glow a little bit brighter so you can make sure that you're like, okay, let me pick the best one that I can. Mm-hmm. I think that another thing that deja vu might be is a lot of people have prophetic dreams more than I think remember. Mm-hmm. And so I think that sometimes when you have a prophetic dream, you already experience something, especially because a lot of times the dream reality is a little bit literally different than real reality. You know, when you dream of your house and you've never actually seen that house before, but you know it's your house in the dream, that kind of thing. And so when it comes up, when then that happens in physical reality that you've already dreamed because you could just had a future memory, then you say, wait, this has happened before. And yeah, it has because you tested it out in the astral realms before you had in the physical realm. So deja vu, it's a real thing. And there are probably a bunch of other explanations for it too, some more scientific, some more spiritual and energetic. But I would say it's a great reminder to make sure your energy is aligned in that moment so you can make sure that you are empowered and moving forward with you, with your hand on the joystick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Some great insight there. And one thing that I would encourage you to do, it's like everything I talk about on the show, and Bashar talks about permission slips. Like, so use this to tell a story that you like. Mm-hmm. I think the most powerful thing is it's almost like anything. Everything is almost neutral to some degree, and we get to determine its meaning. Mm-hmm. Every experience, every, you know, happening, we get to decide what it means. And by doing so, you know, abracadabra, as you speak, you create, right? Mm-hmm. You are saying, you know, you're saying it is so, and therefore it becomes true for you. So use this as an opportunity to create, whether it's the explanation I've given, Karis has given, a combination of it, create a story that really serves you. And that's the case with everything that pops up into your world. It's like, if there's anything that you're telling a story and use that idea as a barometer for any time things are happening in your world, what kind of story are you telling around it? Because you truly are the creator and created rolled into one. You create with your beliefs. And that is the most powerful thing to realize. I feel like, Karis, when we pass, we're going to see that everything was like a placebo. It was all, true. There was nothing it was just all based off belief.
Yes.
And because why? Why do we create with our beliefs? Because we are the creator. And that's what it does. It is an artist. We are artists. We are living works of art. Art. This is your soul, you know, expressing its art through you in any given moment. You are a living, breathing piece of art.
Yes. And a great way to check what you're creating, because sometimes you don't know, especially if you're in the story. You're like, well, it's true, and I just want to talk about it. Or if you get taken away by telling a story to someone, friend, catching up, how's your life been? Check on the tones that your voice is speaking. Are you telling a story and this is what happened and I don't know, and you know, or are you going, well, and then this happened and then this happened, whatever your song, listen to your own song. Is it a song that creates life or a song that lets things atrophy and dissolve rot?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's such a powerful, it's like so empowering when you realize how much control you have. I think that's a big part of this whole awakening process for so many of us who have felt really, really disempowered. And now you realize you have all the power. And what a great story that's been, that your soul's written. You can't really appreciate that which you are until you've had and tasted that which you are not. So we're all at a place. Anyone tuning into this vibration, tuning into this podcast, that means you're someone who is at the point where you're ready to really move into your power and your power to tell the story of your own life in a way that supports what you want to see next.
Absolutely. Yeah. And take your responsibility is a great way to do that, because I do also believe that we have these timelines, especially when a real tragedy happens, when someone dies that you love, or when something really important happens. It's not necessarily that in your head you thought about something and then that made that person die. I do think that there's a greater, grander story on this planet that we all have pieces of. But I also think that we create what happens energetically. Mm-hmm. And we create what, then what can happen in the future? What are you tilling the soil for? What can then come? And also how gracefully, like you said earlier, and how in an empowered way to be an agent of beneficial energy, mm-hmm. are you then rocking with that? Mm-hmm. Because you're always being observed. There's no, you're never off the clock yeah. with this. And, yeah. and so like it. So make it a fun thing and empower yourself. And even if you have done things that maybe you regret a little bit that you realize weren't the best, go easy on yourself. It's okay. Every yep. single moment you have an opportunity to start again.
I love that. That's so true. And, you know, I think about, you know, on your own path to enlightenment, one of the most powerful things that was brought up on the show recently was the idea that becoming enlightened isn't, you know, it's not about how long you can sit in a cave or meditate or how many visions you have. It's how you deal with things that manifest different than what you had hoped, right?
Yes.
So you had an expectation or a want or a desire, and it unfolded in a totally different way. Mm-hmm. How you deal with that is a real testament to where you're at in your own development. So be aware of that and say, oh, okay, here's something that's manifesting in a way that I really rather prefer it hadn't went this way. Mm-hmm. But I see it for what it is, an opportunity for me to flex my muscles of growth, if you will. And by doing that and handling that gracefully and with ease and allowing and surrendering and trusting that it's happening for you and not to you. And mm-hmm. That leads you. That's like the perfect jump off point for magical things that can come next.
I heard a quote one time that I really love, and paraphrasing it was basically, you really know who you are or who someone is in three situations: a rainy day, tangled Christmas tree lights, and lost luggage at the airport.
That's so good. I love that. I love that. Well, I hope you all have found some luggage today. And maybe you dropped off some baggage that you no longer need to carry. Maybe a little bit of both. We've run out of imaginary time for this episode, but luckily there's plenty more where that came from. And Perhaps we'll be blessed again to have Karis here in the coming days. We shall see. And with that, I do have a song to leave you guys with. This is Amitri, and the song is called Immerse. I hope you all have a beautiful rest of your Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Until next time, journey well. Karis, thank you for helping to steer the ship with grace and ease. As always, you are so lovely.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.